our forest patrollers are patrolling in the Southern Cardamoms, which is in Kokang Province in Cambodia, day and night, 365 days a year. Our Southern Cardamom Forest Protection Program project manager had received some information a few months ahead of time about this giant illegal rosewood checkpoint that was going to be occurring earlier this month. And so he set up an undercover operation to intercept the offender and obviously the shipment as well, so that we could, you know, hopefully apprehend the offender and confiscate the rosewood. The operation was successful, and we were able to hit the checkpoint at the same time as the offender, but he was able to get away. We were able to confiscate the wood, and we stumbled upon this kind of treasure trove of names and payoff amounts, of all of the people that he had been dealing with, including some government officials.
That's potentially very explosive material. What are you going to do with it?
Well, some of the officials that were on the list had already been dismissed from the government because they had been found to be conducting illegal activities and taking bribes. So some of those people have already been dealt with. Some of the people who are, part of our program have been, fully questioned, and as of right now, they are remaining under surveillance 24 hours a day while we decide to what our best course of action is.
How senior did those names go?
That I couldn't say. The people, the rangers who work on our teams, and there are almost 100 of them, there were only a handful of people from our teams that were on that list. Those guys are all more rank-and-file members of the government. I couldn't say how high the other officials.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, the system is the rangers you're working with are taken from the ranks of the forestry department's rangers, I guess, and are sort of on loan to you guys. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, so the rangers that we work with, they're a mixture of forestry administration officials and military police. And yes, they're kind of on duty with us, and they live and work in our ranger stations and are supervised by our staff, and are provided with salary supplements specifically in the hopes that these sorts of things won't occur.
Were there any other officials mentioned in the book outside of the forestry rangers that you're working with? Anyone else in ministries or other high-ranking government positions?
To my knowledge, there were other government officials listed in the book. I believe that they were mostly from the Forestry Administration, but I don't know anything about how high up they went. Mm.
Long-time observers of Cambodia will recall what happened to Global Witness when they revealed, basically named talked about the activities, the illegal activities of members, high-ranking members of the Cambodian government, including the family members of Hun Sen, the Prime Minister. They were kicked out of the country. That was what happened to them. Are you being cautious about how you handle this for that reason?
Absolutely. The working relationship with the Cambodian government is a really important part of Wildlife Alliance's work in Cambodia. Part of the reason why we are so effective is because we can work hand-in-hand with the government. And that's with the understanding that Cambodia is a developing country with a developing government, and there's a lot of opportunity for corruption. But maintaining that relationship and, building those relationships and supporting good governance and supporting, positive actions by the government is a really important part of what we do. So continuing to maintain that relationship and continuing to, be able to work with them, while even finding ways to admonish them for situations like this is a really important part of us continuing to do work in Cambodia.